Riddle of the Rusty Horseshoe. Prologue. The pony moved through the ever-free forest, making no noise at all, almost as if they were part of the shadows themselves. They passed the ridiculously cheerful nest of the Bogle and groaned in disgust. Thanks to those annoyingly resourceful cutie mark crusaders, the Bogle now had a taste for bright, pretty fabrics and shiny objects. How embarrassing! The pony slipped past the poison joke tree and travelled deeper into the darkness, finally arriving at their intended destination. The pony stood at the edge of a clearing. This was as close as they could get to the live wood. No amount of magic would keep the twisting vines and branches from noticing them. Just then, a deep growl caught the pony's attention. Four timberwolves glared at the pony from beyond the writhing trees. The live wood was their home, and what the pony desired was theirs to guard. The pony could feel the magic pouring out of the live wood and shivered with the need to find a way in. The pony knew what was inside, just waiting to be taken. But first, the pony had to find a way to keep the cutie mark crusaders from getting any closer to the secrets that would lead them here.